So it's legal now for you to gillnet walleyes or spear walleyes in the ceded territories. But you've actually been netting for quite a few years, haven't you, as part of this informal group, the Society of Warriors or Warrior Society?
It was a bunch of men that would gather together, and they would plan hunting trips, you know. They kind of kept the people that couldn't fend for themselves, and, you know, they give them deer meat or go get their birch bark for them. And it was mainly comprised of the men that could go out and do the things, the Warrior Society. My grandfather, what I gathered from it, you know, when he was growing up, it was already kind of dying out. So my cousin's father kind of revived it one day. It was kind of an overnight thing. We were all talking about it one time, and hey, you know, that's us. Let's do it, you know. And we started doing those things, you know, going out netting. And yeah, we'd take buckets of fish to elders, you know, and stuff like that.
Tell me how you go about gill netting, what you actually do, what you use.
Well, canoe, couple of paddles, a net, two flotation devices. I like to use old Prestone bottles, you know. Rinse them out and cork them up. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't reveal my tricks, but a glass bottle. You couldn't see it in the water. I mean, unless you were close to it. You just drop your net down in the water. You kind of string it out, you know. Paddle. You got to have two people. One person's got to kind of paddle you along. And you just kind of reel the net out into the water. String it, you know, 100 feet is a typical net size. And make sure the net drops straight down, no tangles in it, and wait.
But this isn't something that you do real often.
The only time I actually really go netting is for ceremonial purposes, because I belong to some of these ceremonial doings around in the area. Feasts, naming ceremony, things of that nature, where they're going to feed some people, you know.
There have been so many regulations written now for netting and spearing. Every time you lift a net, a warden has to be along and check your catch and weigh the fish and so on. And I can't help wondering, is it still worth doing? Is it still something Native people will want to get out and do?
The only two things I remember about going netting was if there was a woman along, that if she was on her moon, that she couldn't go or touch the net. That was one rule that I remember. Another rule was put your tobacco out when you get to the lake. And that was the only real two rules I ever remember about going netting. Now, you might as well buy a license, you know, like going out fishing with a rod and a reel, you know. If I go out netting, like my elders in East Lake call me up and say, well, we're going to have that dance next week and we want some fish. That's ceremony, and that's something that for hundreds of years that people have been doing. I don't think there should be any restrictions to that. If them elders tell me to go out netting, then I go out and get the fish. I don't think I should have to come back and have somebody count them, weigh them, make sure they're male. You know, I think I should be able to bring my fish home and clean them and go give them to the elders. Say, here's for the dance tomorrow, you know.
So now gill netting and spearing are legal again for you, but legality aside, is tradition being served under the 1837 treaty?
I feel, you know, like more violation is being done than the good, you know, of letting the Native American people have their treaty rights, you know. I'd rather go and put out my net and get caught and then getting a ticket than have 10 guys on a shore saying, well, let me look at your fish, you know, this one's too small, let's throw this one back, you guys were netting in the wrong area. That's like somebody coming and asking you if they could count your money or something like that, you know. It'd be more disgraceful for me. I'd rather have the DNR come out and say, give me your net, man, you're caught. You know, at least you're standing up for yourself.
You have kids you and Suzanne are trying to raise in a traditional Ojibwe fashion. Is that easier with the treaty rights or harder?
I've been waiting for my son to get old enough to where, you know, he could help me go netting. And when I go out there, and take them out netting. You know, I want to teach them what I was taught. You know, I don't want to have to contend with a bunch of rules and regulations about netting. Netting is netting to me.
And do you worry that there will be protests during this season? Possibly violent ones, as there were in Wisconsin?
That's the chance you got to take, I think. You know, being in our position, you know. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, that people will just say, hey, you know, hey, we're cool with this. You know, you guys go out and get your fish, man, and, you know, we'll leave you alone. You know, and that's what I'm hoping. But, you know, that ain't the way things usually work out.